Chapter 8. Much later, Samantha Janssen is finishing up a conference call with the boss and the head producers from the other audition centers. As the others ring off in Chicago, in North Carolina, in California, "Bye, Bob. Later, Trish." "Okay, Ted," she says. "Can I get a minute, boss?" and stays on the line. "I got this one guy today. I've just emailed the audition clip to you, who's really got something." "Hmm?" The boss sounds bored, rich, far away. The usual. "Yeah, now, don't say what I know you're gonna say. He sang a Simon and Garfunkel number, played electric guitar." "Jesus, Sam, don't be giving me that fucking nonsense. I don't need to be hearing some fucking cunt scratching away on a guitar on a fucking show, for fuck's sake." I know. Hear me out. He'll never make it all the way, but he's good. He's a looker, great voice, and get this, he's called Jesus. He literally thinks he's Jesus Christ. I mean, he really believes he's been sent to Earth on a mission to help mankind or something like that. "He's properly fucking mental," the boss says, a little more interested now. "Off his tits, as you'd say," Janssen says, the British expression sounding comic in her accent. "Well, he's not insane. I mean, I had one who took a goddamn shit on the floor today." The boss cackles. "Send me that tape," he says. "But he's definitely worth bringing out." "Okay, well, your call at this stage. Keep me posted."
"Will do."
"Bye, Stephen."
"Yeah, laters."
Click.